This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Aaron Tippin gets the scores to remind us we live in a free special place.
Me where I come from.
This is how you should answer the question too, by the way.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
We all were.
In an extraordinary place.
Everything decided about us at conception. Everything.
For the stars and stripes.
How many hairs on your head for crying out loud?
And the eagle flies.
This is where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon.
It's a big old land with count.
Joined by the pros, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn.
Happiness and
yo.
Chris Larson, the super producer. Is here. Had Chris joining us, taking care of the media inquiries at the Peter McCullough event. Thank you for that, Chris. And he reminds me it's National Skilled Nursing Care Week. So the theme, creating and nurturing connections, celebrating the essential role that skilled nursing care centers and staff play in creating and nurturing connections for their residents. Chris knows that firsthand as a resident of the Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, and a dear part of our team here. Thanks to all the skilled nursing care facilities for all they do, especially during the pandemic. It was tough times, no doubt about that. All right. Texter says, there are a few texts here I'll get to while waiting for a call from Governor Doug Burgum, who will join us momentarily. The governor today is touring up north, and I can't even imagine the scene with the significant amount of rain we've had. Getting some more rainfall totals, by the way. McHenry still has the prize at 324. We had a listener, I-29 and South University exit, 2.2 inches. Wapping at 1.16. Brampton at 1.47. Equi at 1.44. Northwest Fargo had an inch and 2.23 rather. Quarry, 1.18. Mohall, 1.23. Wolverton, Minnesota, 1.07. Euland, inch and a third of that in the last hour. So all of that coming in here as we roll in. So the rainfall totals are significant out there. And obviously that is going to make things difficult downstream for our friends up north in the governor today in Grafton and also Cavalier. We were concerned about that dam at Cavalier, so we're going to get an update on that from the governor. I know he's just left Grafton, I believe, and is headed to Cavalier, so we'll have him here momentarily with an update. On that, then, a few of your texts, your calls, Dr. Peter McCullough at the bottom of the hour today on What's on Your Mind, answering questions that we just didn't get to on Friday night. And we're not going to get to all of them today, trust me, but I'm going to try and get to as many as we possibly can for you today on the program, okay? So that's our goal, and we're going to get to it on the program we call What's on Your Mind, all right? Is that the governor on line three, Daniel?
Sure.
Okay, great. So let's go to Governor Burgum, joining us right now from in Walsh County, Governor.
I sure am. We're between Grafton and Cavalier, but good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you, and thanks for doing what you're doing up there today. What did you learn in Grafton?
Well, we had a great tour with Mayor Chris West, and we talk a lot about infrastructure, but it's fun to see the project, 14 miles of levees, a 3-mile diversion for Grafton, completed last year, and this is after that city had sustained flooding, year in and year out, just like, any other valley cities, all the big years of floods in, Fargo and Grand Forks. Grafton was getting hammered, and here they are. There's in the city of Grafton, I didn't see one sandbag. I mean, the project is working as designed, and, great when a plan comes together and, gets completed last year and in the nick of time. And obviously we thought maybe this summer we're going to have another drought, but here we are with historically high water. There's water everywhere up here, and at least for the city of Grafton, just a great result to see that those local and state dollars come together to protect protect a community that's got, you know, hospitals, long-term care, education, the Life Skills Center, which is the, you know, state facility, and Marvin Manufacturing, and a lot of you know, important things going on in Grafton, and everybody's just going to work and going to school and going to whatever. Nobody's sandbagging. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no question about it. Obviously, a little more of a concern in Cavalier, given the fact that there's been some work to shore up the dam there. I know you're headed that way now. And of course, getting a chance to fly over this as well, I hope, with General Dorman and others. What are you hearing about the situation right now at Cavalier with the dam?
Well, obviously, this last week was, credit to, you know, starts with the, you know, great North Dakotans, local farmers and ranchers, keeping an eye on the water and saying, hey, we're worried. We had state water commission members that are out there. They're responsible for dam safety. So they were checking on the dams all over the Northeast, and, the Bourbonnais Dam started to have a serious erosion event. You've probably seen the pictures. We were maybe only 50, 60 feet more of that, a huge erosion event could have caused a breach in the top of the dam, which could have cascaded down to the next dam at Renwick, down to the next one, the domino effect. If that happened, we'd have been evacuating the entire city of Cavalier. So the North Dakota National Guard, in the middle of the night on Monday night, they, you know, dropped 161-ton sandbags in the breach, and literally the, you know, like, this is the Blackhawk equivalent of the little boy who stuck his finger in the dike. But they got up there, they got it stopped and got it stabilized. We got, you know, Minnesota National Guard Chinook helicopter that could carry more weight than our Blackhawk. Our Blackhawks carry 5,000 pounds, but we had to drop some pumps on that dam. It was inaccessible because of the, ground erosion and softness, but the pumps are, they've taken a small amount of water off the top of that dam to release the pressure. We're feeling like we're in pretty good shape now in terms of protecting those downstream communities, but it's raining pretty hard up here right now, so we're keeping a close eye on things.
Yeah, the rain today, Fargo, one reported 2 inches, but a lot of rain in a short period of time, and it sounds like it's moving north, and of course it's going to move north one way or another, either in the river or fall out of the sky here, so that'll be a challenge for those folks as well. And overall, are you getting a sense from both the communities that they have this, that that things are well under control?
Well, I think yes, in communities. I think, again, we want to make sure we're hearing from the smallest communities in the rural areas, that we're, as you know, we do all these projects, we're taking care of, you know, everybody in our state. And so we're going to, you know, have a good listening session when we land here in Cavalier and understand what's going on upstream and downstream as we work to do this. But right now, thanks to the great work of the National Guard, the DES State Water Commission, all the local players that are in here, we're feeling like right now we're winning these battles right now, which is when you're in a flood fight, that's a good feeling, but not over yet.
25 years ago, the epic flood of 1997 in Grand Forks, and you talk about the value of flood protection. Now they sort of whistle when the flood, you know, Red River comes by at 48 feet, given to all those structures there, and obviously Fargo in the process of the same thing right now. Really, in the last 25 years, quite a transformation in these projects. And I might add, thank you, oil and gas industry, and many others, because these are the things that fund that. They fund these water projects in every corner of North Dakota, including where you are today, right, Governor?
No, absolutely. I mean, without a oil and gas industry in North Dakota generating the all the tax revenue that comes in for us to have all the, you know, Water Resources Trust Fund and the infrastructure dollars that we've been able to have, we wouldn't be a scale. I mean, we're doing match projects on some of these programs of local communities, anywhere from, 60 to 80%, and in a few occasions, that was even higher than that. We're comparing what South Dakota's match program, and it's zero. They have no dollars. You know, if there's not federal money and local money, there is no such thing as these state dollars pouring into water projects, whether it's, you know, clean drinking water, flood protection, rural water, you name it. We're just very fortunate. I mean, for a rural state, we're building out some of the best water infrastructure in the country, whether it's, you know, too little or too much. And so again, kudos to that. That's why we got to keep the economy going strong. And on the horizon, looking forward, the other thing, Scott, we're going to be looking at up here too is we've got this, you know, border dike, if you want to call it. They call it a road, but Canadians have built the road without, it'd be like building a township road without culverts. And the aerial photos are striking where the water's just backing up into, you know, to the counties here in northern North Dakota. And it is, you know, this has been going on for a while. I talked to the previous premier of Manitoba about it, you know, be talking to the new premier about it, but it gets into the, you know, international dispute. If this was a local between two townships, somebody be out there with a backhoe and putting a culvert in. But, you know, when you got two countries, it's a little bit tougher, but we've got some issues when we have water like this where it's literally, I don't know if they're in the fields on the Canadian side of the border, but on the U.S. side, we got communities that are threatened with flooding.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. Let us know if you need any help up there, obviously, as this thing gets through. Glad you're there, Governor. Thanks for the time. Major General Al Dorman with him, as well as folks from the North Dakota Department of Homeland Security. And the Department of Water Resources Director. They'll be at the Cavalier American Legion here for the next little while. Cavalier, Governor Doug Burgum. Thanks, Governor.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Your hand to me, and then you sail. I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
Mickey Gilley, Monday on What's on Your Mind. Is this a very George Strait-like entertainer to me?
Troubadour.
just melts you when they sing, you know?
Yeah.
They just have that way that you just want to listen rather than sing along, you know? You're going to do Stand By Me before the end of it. We got to do a little Urban Cowboy, no?
Oh, yeah, we did already, but we can do another
one. Did I miss that?
Yeah, it was our first one.
Oh, was it? How about that? All right, 20 past the hour. What do I know? What's on your mind? Let's get to your calls, questions, and comments here. We have a little time. Dr. Peter McCullough here in just a moment as well. We caught up with him to answer some of the questions that you asked that we didn't get to. And just talk about the experience about being in Fargo and all of that. So we'll do that. Brady wants to talk about 2,000 mules. Brady, what's on your mind today? I don't hear Brady, so I'll try Sylvester. Sylvester, what's on your mind today?
Okay, Scott, you got to. We got 6,500s of nice rain still coming down steady. And about 69 degrees, and nature's solar panel is getting put in place, so we're going to be pulling that carbon out of the atmosphere that they're worried about, and we'll have some good steaks to put on your plate one day.
I love it. And by the way, when you talk about pulling carbon out of the air, I think one of the great misconceptions of this is there's plenty of carbon. And there always will be, and we need it. But reductions in man-made carbon is what is thwarting our oil and gas industry right now. It is thwarting it, right? And this is a big problem. If you don't fix it, North Dakota will cease to exist to have any kind of robust energy industry. So it's not a problem we can ignore. So I'm glad you're playing your part, however you choose to do, with your private property rights. God bless you, Sylvester. Where do you live, anyway?
South Dakota.
In South Dakota. And are folks in the field there yet, or are you guys too wet still too there?
No, a lot of guys are in. The snow slowed us down, but we dried out, and they're kind of going now again. We're a little on the dry side. You know, we were, but we're sitting good now. We're able to get that nature's solar panel up, and we'll be doing okay. As long as it don't get too hot and dry too soon.
Fabulous. Well, I appreciate you checking in.
I wanted to talk about, you know, I'm really trying to push our elections now. I know to test the tabulators. They're the thing that Mike talks about, and I really wish he'd come up with if that DS 450 is able to be tampered with or not. That would answer a lot of questions. But, you know, I want to have our canvassing and our all that done on the tabulator to make sure that it's right after the election, and you end up at your state's attorney. He's the guy that's got to make the decision whether he's going to allow the auditor and the canvassers to recount those ballots after the election.
Yeah, what you speak of is a good idea, I think, everywhere. Now, we did talk to Al Jager recently, North Dakota Secretary of State, and he said they do have a test of the tabulator. They do it regularly, annually. He didn't have any particular concerns himself. Obviously, evidence in that Mesa County case that's now down in Arizona says something very different. Here's my deal. We don't even need, obviously, we want the machine safe, and I'd much rather we use actual paper and paper that we know can't be copied. You know, there's enough technology out there to do it. I think that's what we should do myself. But guess what? Watch 2,000 Mules. We don't need that. We don't need anything with the machines to prove the election was wrongly decided in November of 2020. It was. Watch the movie 2,000 Mules and see from publicly available data with cell phone tracking as well as cameras to see how many mules delivered ballots to drop in mailboxes, which is illegal. You can't do it. And there's enough. There's enough of a change right there. Pretty amazing when you think about it, folks. It really is that's what happened. Again, just do some critical thinking on all this and decide for yourself where you're at. I mean, that's the best thing to do, I think. It really is. I'm going to get to the Dr. McCullough interview, guys, here, okay? I think we should do that. We've got a bunch of texts to get to, but we also have a ton of questions that haven't been asked yet of that. And for some reason, I'm having trouble finding my Slack here. Kev, are you able to... there, I got it. Okay, all right. And I've got so many rainfall totals here, I can't find things. Let's start with asking Dr. Peter McCullough, and then we're going to get to some questions. So we're going to get to questions that you asked, but I also wanted to just ask him You know, when he brings the truth to these things, what kind of a reaction does he get?
I tell you, it's overwhelming. I'm going on probably about 4 dozen public programs, sometimes multi-speaker, sometimes myself alone. Typically, we'll have lawmakers, doctors, and then a big public program. 500 to 5,000 people show up. We've had 2 years of this pandemic, and you know, the public health agencies have had no public seminars. The medical schools and hospitals have had no public seminars. And people are desperate to learn what to do. What do they do when they get COVID-19? So you can imagine they are coming out in droves, and now many have questions on the vaccines.
While you're here, you're going to meet with some doctors, but it's a struggle to get doctors to sit down and talk with a doctor. For the life of me, I can't figure that out. What's happening there?
You know, doctors, I think, right now are in a state of confusion. The recent Texas A&M survey was encouraging. It was, anonymously done, but 10% of doctors did not think the vaccines were safe or effective. 10% is way higher than what I thought. But a tiny fraction of them are willing to come out and have public discourse on it.
So put that into perspective. When 10% of the doctors say, are they the ones that are saying, I don't think you should have it, and then risking that? Are they prescribing it but knowing, hey, I'm concerned about it? I mean, put that 10% number, give me some context for that.
I think 10%, I think a tiny fraction are like me, where I'm doing research, I'm publishing, I'm publicly speaking, both on the treatment of COVID-19 and on vaccine safety and efficacy. But I've also, I've testified twice in the U.S. Senate, multiple state senates, so I'm a public figure. But many doctors in practice, let's say in that 10%, they would fall into the category where they would warn patients about the risks and benefits, and they certainly wouldn't promote it or push it on their patients. Remember, all the vaccines are still investigational, and in no way can a doctor push the vaccine on patients because they're still in research.
The doctors we speak with seem to be very well-meaning, right? They believe they're doing best for the patient. And one of the things they often cite is, you know what, if you don't want to do it, just know that if you get it, you have a higher risk of all kinds of things, right? So they basically make the case that if you get it, your best chance of not being hospitalized or not ultimately dying from the vaccine is what you buy from that. What do you say to people that make that argument?
Well, the vaccines aren't treatment. This is very important. The vaccines are not treatment. They are only FDA indicated to prevent COVID-19 respiratory illness in somebody who has not previously had the illness. The FDA has never granted the vaccines a claim that they reduce hospitalization, because the randomized trials, they never did. And the FDA has never granted a claim that they reduce mortality. The only thing the vaccines have a claim to with the original strains is to reduce the binary incidence of COVID-19, the upper respiratory infection.
Your questions for Dr. Peter McCullough on the program we call What's on Your Mind? After a short timeout, brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow, promo code Scott, 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one deals, best ever right now, MyPillow.com. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Ron DeSantis made a historic move to combat the inflationary spiral brought on by Democrat policies he called Bidenflation, as he signed a $1.2 billion tax break for Floridians to fight Bidenflation. According to DeSantis, 10 tax breaks are on the way in Florida. DeSantis predicted Florida's budget would have a $20 billion surplus by the start of next fiscal year, and having such revenues gives the state plenty of room to suspend or reduce some of its sales tax to help. A About 60 people were killed after Russian forces bombed a school in the Luhansk region, President Zelensky said overnight. Reports of about 90 people were in the shelter inside the school in the village in the part of the eastern Donbass region when the suspected Russian bomb struck. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The night
has come.
That was an Urban Cowboy selection, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's a bad song on an LP.
Yeah, it was a Johnny Lee. It was a great, great soundtrack.
For those of you who have no idea what vinyl is,
yeah.
It'd be long play.
Yeah.
LP, vinyl, album. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday. It means any fresh baked Monday for just 99 cents. It's part of the program where I make you hungry to come on into a PetroServe USA and have home cooking and grab and go convenience today. Meatloaf is a big deal on Monday. You like Meatloaf Monday? They're doing that in Valley City today. Meatloaf Monday. I tell you what, so darn good. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The chicken fettuccine, the cheesy beef potatoes. And it's just not like some little thing like you get, you know, a lot of places now you go, the portions are smaller. They get the same. It's just incredible. Don't forget the inflation buster. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 homemade cookies and a soda, $4 for 4 items, still $4, despite everything going up. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. More with Dr. Peter McCullough in a moment here. Gerald in Williston has a question. Gerald, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, is this What's on Your Mind show and Bill Heitkamp show?
It's the What's on Your Mind show. Yes, it's not the Joel Heitkamp show. No, but this is Scott. You're on What's on Your Mind right now. Yep. What's your question, Gerald? What's your comment?
Reference to the abortion. The news media said it's been has been 6 years. Well, it's been 49 years. I don't know which news media said that. They need a calculator. But they said abortion before. Now they're saying women's reproductive rights. Our Supreme Court in the 1840s or 1830s ruled that black people were not a person. And that was overruled by the Civil War and then Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. Now they ruled again in 73 that unborn are not person or however you want to describe it. A lot of states now say if they're less than 15 weeks along, is that what it is, they can be aborted. But are people aware that sometimes the baby lives when it's aborted, and then it is being killed. Have you ever discussed any books that people that have worked in a clinic, those clinics, won't ever work in them again and have to get out of there?
Oh, yeah.
And what happens in our society is that once you start on that, killing the unborn, then the elderly, you're not being taken care of very well, and that happened with this COVID-19. They gave all those in retirement homes shots. They're not around to the stores like the rest of ours are. The ones that need to be given shots was the workers in and out of those retirement homes, including the janitor's door and the cook's door. And I thank you for this, but
No, Gerald, I actually want to thank you because every one of those little tidbits is something that I think are important because guess what? People hear them and they change hearts and minds on the issue. And the only way that abortions will never be a thing of the past in the United States of America, we won't get to that point until you change hearts and minds. And even with the Supreme Court doing what the Constitution calls for, and that's for the decision to come back the same place it was since the beginning of time, and that is at the local level prior to Roe versus Wade, just means that states get to decide whether there's abortions or not. It doesn't go away. It should go away, and it will if hearts and minds change, and you're going to help do that. I'm glad you called our show today. I actually, you know, maybe you want to call that other show next. I don't know the number or anything, Todd. Do you? He does not on in Bismarck anymore.
Used to.
So, don't know the number, but you should call that show because that's where it should be said. That's sort of the leftist, viewpoint over there. And Joel Heitkamp and his sister, Heidi, are pro-abortion.
Right.
It's sad. They're pro-abortion. And, in Heidi's case, that's dangerous. Dangerous stuff to be an elected leader and be of the Catholic faith. And be in favor of abortion.
Are we on the air now?
We're on the air. You're on the air. You're on the radio. You said it all on the radio. In fact, you said it on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, Gerald. So you've done your job here. I'm just suggesting, since you thought you maybe were calling the other show, that might not be a bad idea, too. Okay?
I hope to. And thank you. And do remember that God can punish us with Yellowstone Park super volcano erupting. That's a 30-mile caldera. And if that happens, most of us have had it. Okay. God
at any hour
for what we've done.
Yeah, I never really see it as punishment, but I know that the Bible, there's plenty of that as an example, and the world's going to end at some point. I don't know how it's going to end, when it's going to end. We don't know the hour nor the day, but the point is you better have things right by then. And that's why I think...
That wouldn't have to end then, but, you know, it'll shut down all the oil wells. It'll shut down all. Oh, terrible. But I thank you for what your show, and I appreciate it. And
glad you're listening. Gerald,
well,
thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Interesting call. All right, back to our conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough. Wait a minute. Grant had a guest suggestion. Sorry, I missed this. One more call. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, Scott, you're looking for a suggestion. I think that you should get Trent Luce on and have a conversation about this CO2 because I think he's got some good points to raise awareness and concern. And the other week you had someone in there in your spot, just you're doing whatever, but you know, they're really trying to sell it and they're grabbing at straws to make this kind of work. Like, you know, oh, we're going to get carbon bricks. You know, like what kind of, that doesn't sound, it sounds cool, but we have all that stuff already, just in the form of masonry and other building products like concrete. If we're grabbing at straws for that, how good a program is this going to be for the long run of our state?
Well, the person you're referring to that was on last week for me was Jason Bohr. And Jason is the head of the Lignite Energy Council, which would mean the coal industry in North Dakota. So when the coal industry says we survive or we die based on this question, I don't think this is something you flippantly dismiss, Grant, as some sort of pig in a poke. I think what he was talking about on the carbon bricks is the CO2 bricks. He's talking about byproducts that happen. That's like in value-added agriculture, where we take corn and turn it into fuel, right? And by the way, if we're going to do the math on putting ethanol, biofuels in gas, and the quote-unquote carbon footprint of that, it's one heck of a lot less than it is to power an electric vehicle. So in this case, the oil industry and the ethanol industry have a great alliance on this front because we don't set the rules. We don't make the rules. We have no choice. Here's the deal. We either decide we are going to do something that significantly reduces man-made CO2 or we don't have an energy industry. Period. We can't opt out of this fight. We don't set the rules of public markets and access to capital. Now they're trying to shut down insurance companies and lenders of these companies. So I'm all for a conversation about the best way to manage CO2, and that's what it is. It's about managing man-made CO2. But I'm not for this idea that it's crazy that we opt in to this battle because the outcome of that is we don't have an energy industry. Period. Hard stop. I don't want that in North Dakota. Do you, Grant?
No, and then, you know, using CO2 to enhance oil recovery and doing stuff with different energy, you know, using energy to get more energy for sure, but to just throw it in the ground and say you're storing it, I think that's what's causing the issue with all this pressurized gas. And it's not really up in the coal country. You know, it's kind of in Morton County and some other, I know it's going to be in Morton County, but to just start drilling a hole and just, you know, putting it in the ground and just saying, oh, we're storing it, we're reducing our green footprint. Okay.
Well, you are, though. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, salt water. We can do that. There are sites to do that. So, I mean, here's the deal. It's new. I'm definitely going to get Trent Luce on. I love it. Trent's been on many times before, and happy to have this conversation. But I think we're getting to a place that's kind of scary where there's so much hype and opposition, and I don't even know why. I mean, I don't know. I've heard some people that invest in ethanol plants, they don't like the idea, for instance, Summit Carbon coming here. So it's sort of a, hey, my ethanol is better than your ethanol, I don't want it there. Other people saying, well, it's dangerous to put CO2 in a pipeline beneath my... Really? So if worst case scenario, the pipeline breaks and you have richer soil with CO2, that's, first of all, pipelines, look, we made this argument, we won this argument with the Dakota Access Pipeline. Pipelines are the safest transport of anything, okay? And right now, CO2 in a pipeline is not new. We've been doing it for decades at the Synfuels plant, shipping CO2 up to Canada for enhanced oil recovery. So the pipeline part of this, breathe, people. Just breathe, people. Now, I don't want anybody, anywhere, to be forced to do anything. And I hope I've established my credentials as someone that is in favor of property rights in this state and everywhere. Private property rights, you decide. So I'm saying decide, but do it with facts. And when you got a bunch of lawyers running around saying, hey, let's do this or let's do that, I think what they're going to have is some clients that are going to get less. Because the early folks in on this pipeline get the most. That's just how they work. They do that. They sign up as many people as possible at a premium so folks realize this is going to happen regardless, and then others behind lose their negotiating position. So just be careful with this when it's, lawyers have different motivations and different things that are happening. That's all I'm saying. I want a reasonable discussion about it, but in the end, if a landowner says no way, no how, fine. I mean, they move this pipeline around driveways. They move it all the time. So it can juke and jive. It can go wherever. As far as sequestration, is that new? Yes. You know, we're on the cutting edge of that, right? That's why some of these ethanol plants have been total pioneers in all of this, Grant. And I think that's a good thing. I also think, the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota has studied this for decades and is consulting on all of these projects and in the middle of it. They're just wicked smart. They're wicked, wicked smart. They don't do these things on a pig and a poke. So, would any of us be concerned about something new? Yes. Should we ask a ton of questions? Absolutely, 100%. But just don't assume it doesn't work or it doesn't happen. I see it as us being blessed. I see this North Dakota having, a God-given gift here in the ability, the geological jackpot, to store this stuff safely and play the game to keep our energy industry going. That's how I see it. I'm excited about it. I don't automatically dismiss it. That's all I'm saying, Grant, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm not automatically dismissing it either. I just want to know both sides, and I think that Trent brings up some good points. You got good points. I'm not against pipelines, not against any of it. I just want to know, what's the long-term effect of it? Just simply just storing it to store it. I think that, at least have, if you're storing it, get some solution to use it. I mean, that's kind of what I would think. And I think if you get Trent on, it should be a good debate.
It's a good question. Absolutely. And we'll invite Trent on for sure. Look forward to it. And others as well. On that conversation, I agree with Trent Luce on 99.9% of so many things. So if I disagree with him on this one, that's okay. I'd love to hear from him. Thank you, Grant. Appreciate it very much. I will take a break, and when we come back, I promise we'll get to some of those McCullough questions, and obviously they'll continue into tomorrow, too. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime. All those are Buicks, GMCs, and the vast majority of those over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs that are all clearly marked, priced to sell, various makes and models, whatever you need. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, and you can order your 2022 Sierra 1500 to get the latest and greatest. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour. Billy Joel's birthday today?
He is 73 today.
We better not go over this. This is the famous. We can't.
There's an old man sitting next to me.
Billy Joel, the famous piano man. How old is he?
73.
73. Yeah. Still playing, too. He's at Madison Square Garden regularly in New York City.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think, didn't his manager steal a bunch of his money or something? He had a really bad experience financially.
Yeah.
And they had to kind of
heard something.
Build,
yeah, something
build back from that. Yeah.
Christy Brinkley took a chunk, too, I think.
10 before the top
imagine
of the hour.
That.
I apologize that we got off track there with Dr. McCullough a little bit, but we do, some callers been waiting to weigh in a bunch, so wanted to give them an opportunity to do that, and we are going to take a period over the next 10 days or so and sprinkle in some of the questions you ask of Dr. Peter McCullough. So let's get back to it. And the question was sort of a follow-up to the last one I asked of, look, if a doctor, I go to my doctor and my doctor says, I think it's the best thing for you to get it. And you say it's not because there's actually things they should be telling us about. You know, there's such thing as informed consent. You need to know if you take it. Here are the potential risks. I think people understandably ask this. Why would a doctor do that, Dr. McCullough?
I think it was emotional. It was wishful thinking. I think everyone wished a vaccine would reduce hospitalization and death. But it's clear now. I just reviewed on a radio show here with Chris that in Ontario, the vast majority of people in the ICU in the hospital in Ontario are fully vaccinated. It's obvious the vaccines never prevented hospitalization or death.
Dr. Peter McCullough, here's another question. We're going to go through these now individually. And the question has to do with, I might need the verbal wordsmithing of you, Kevin. Healthcare provider seeing a lot of atrial fibrillation? Todd, your turn.
Fibrillation.
Feels go like with that. A little iron. Should we go with that? Okay, yeah. Is that a thing, Dr.
Why is it my turn?
Atrial fibrillation, AFib, the most common heart arrhythmia. About 15% of us are going to get AFib when we get older. People have to take blood thinners. It's related to stroke. Everyone seems to know about it. It's clearly been seen in my practice, young people developing atrial fibrillation after the vaccine. It may be a manifestation of subclinical myocarditis.
The tester goes on to say, I work in healthcare, and it seems like I'm seeing so much more of that. Are the numbers proving that out?
It's true, particularly in young people. I think you get a senior citizen, they go into AFib, it'd be very hard to isolate that to the vaccine. But, you know, you get people in their 20s and 30s, it's very rare to develop atrial fibrillation. A lot of times, the only thing new in their life is they've taken one of the vaccines, which the FDA has warnings against Pfizer and Moderna that it causes heart inflammation. It's not a reach to think that heart inflammation could prompt this common arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation. The risk is in a young person.
Next question. How should I have a conversation with my doctor about this?
I think every patient should ask their doctor about vaccine safety and efficacy. They should print off a copy of the OpenVAERS data report. Go to OpenVAERSdata.com. Click the toggle over to the U.S. data. Print it out. You see about 12,000 American deaths, 13,000 Americans disabled by the vaccines. Show it to your doctor and ask them, how can I accept this as being safe and acceptable in America? We have never had a medicinal product that we advise that caused 12,000 deaths. Never. 50 deaths, it's off the market.
Texter says, this is another question actually that came in and was discussed at the event Friday night with Dr. Peter McCullough, but this question has been texting in as well in the last couple of days to ask him that we haven't gotten to. Are death rates increasing among younger demographics?
Alarming. Multiple life insurance companies now reporting roughly 40% year-on-year increases in all-cause mortality, and they say it's not due to COVID. The respiratory illness can't account for all of it. The only thing new in 2021 has been mass vaccination among younger working-age people. Many people were forced into it. And now we're seeing the death rate skyrocket. It's extremely worrsome.
When you say skyrocket, 2, 3, 4, 5% over the year prior, 10%, what kind of numbers?
No, 40% excess. The actuaries say anything more than a 10% oscillation is catastrophic. We're seeing 40% excesses.
Where is that in the news media, fellas? I haven't seen my front page news story on that. And what's alarming here is those younger demographics. I forget, is it 1840 or how they exactly do it, but it's in the 20-ish range to just shy as 40, as I recall. 40% increase.
Yeah.
And by the way, some of that obviously is, I believe, depression related, and you know, you have fentanyl pouring over the border, but there's a lot of trouble spots there. But that should be a thing. That's something we should know about. You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable. We'll continue that series of conversations with him, and again, answers to all of the questions as well as the full presentation will go up on our website, am1100theflag.com, along with the slide deck in case you missed it. Because, you know, again, critical thinking would be a good idea. I'll be in Grand Forks tomorrow for the funeral of Father Bill Sherman, longtime pastor of St. Michael's Catholic Church. He served at Lidgewood for many years, the NDSU Newman Center for many years. He's the closest thing to, I think, a pope-like figure in North Dakota. He's very, very well revered, and he was a good man. I've been blessed to ask to be a pallbearer at that funeral. So I'll be up there for the prayer service later today, and the show tomorrow, and then the funeral at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church tomorrow for Father Bill Sherman. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll do this all over again tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. For Kevin and Todd, I'm Scott. God bless.
Another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.